On Rhode Island College Week, how much do you use the library for your studies? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amy Barlow, associate professor and librarian, examines how to get students back into the stacks.
In our current moment of online learning, the academic library and its vast on-site collections may seem unnecessary, or worse, irrelevant. Even before the pandemic, students gravitated to online resources. But in many fields of study, a singular reliance on digital sources is limiting. That's because, one, there is an unquantifiable amount of material which has never been digitized. Two, lots of digital content is locked behind paywalls. And three, there are studies indicating that interaction with tangible material has positive implications for memory and learning. It's this third argument for on-site collections that holds real interest for me. I teach a first-year seminar that puts library collections at the center of teaching and learning. Students in the course examine and conduct original research on an array of materials, including archives, artifacts, thesis books, and art objects, to develop fresh perspectives for public exhibition on campus and online. In the process, students gain critical academic skills while at the same time taking ownership, making new meaning, and redefining value for our library collections. After years of working with digital sources, students are intrigued and excited by an opportunity for hands-on study. They report that they enjoy using the library as a classroom, interpreting the history and current relevance of our collections, and sharing that knowledge with the academic community. This is for sure an unusual class, and my appointment as a member of the library faculty makes it possible. However, I encourage faculty across the disciplines to collaborate with their subject librarians to find creative ways to integrate the library's incredible material resources into their courses.
That was Amy Barlow of Rhode Island College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.